From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. The Trump administration's position on a two-state solution to the Israeli-Palestinian conflict doesn't appear any clearer a day after Mr. Trump met with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu.
So I'm looking at two-state and one-state, and I like the one that both parties like.
Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas said he remains committed to the two-state solution, an end to the Israeli occupation, and creation of a Palestinian state with East Jerusalem as its capital. Mr. Netanyahu said obstacles to peace remain.
First, the Palestinians must recognize the Jewish state. They have to stop calling for Israel's destruction. They have to stop educating their people for Israel's destruction.
Meantime, on Thursday, a U.S. Senate committee is holding a confirmation hearing for Mr. Trump's pick to the United States ambassador to Israel. Attorney David Friedman is a strong supporter of Israeli settlements and an advocate for moving the U.S. embassy in Israel to Jerusalem from Tel Aviv. The Burundian government is boycotting the latest round of peace talks in Tanzania. A government spokesman said it cannot sit together with what he called people pursued by our justice. The country's political crisis began in April of 2015 when President Pierre Nkurunziza announced his intentions to seek a third term. Hundreds have been killed and hundreds of thousands have fled the country. And police in Malaysia said Thursday they have arrested a third person in connection with the apparent assassination of the half-brother of the North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. President Trump is defending the National Security Advisor he fired this week, saying Michael Flynn was the victim of illegal leaks from the country's intelligence community, detailing his conversations with Russia's ambassador to Washington.
I think it's really a sad thing that he was treated so badly. I think in addition to that, from intelligence, papers are being leaked, things are being leaked. It's criminal action, criminal act, and it's been going on for a long time before me.
Aside from the president's concerns, lawmakers are publicly saying they want to know more about Flynn's dealings with Russia, with some congressional leaders calling for an independent investigation into the Flynn-Moscow connection. U.S. Defense Secretary James Mattis sought Wednesday to allay the concerns of the transatlantic NATO alliance about America's commitment to European security. Mattis, speaking in Brussels, told his defense colleagues the alliance is central to the relationship between America and its European allies.
The alliance remains a fundamental bedrock for the United States and for all the transatlantic community, bonded as we are together. As President Trump has stated, he has strong support for NATO.
But Mattis also called on his NATO colleagues to honor past military spending pledges. He said America cannot care more for the security of Europe's children than Europe does. In Pakistan, Wednesday, a suicide bomber attacked a van carrying judges in the northwest city of Peshawar, killing the driver and wounding his passengers. Another suicide attack killed five people in the Momand Agency area north of Peshawar. Separate militant factions have claimed responsibility for both attacks. Europe's top rights institution, the Council of Europe, on Wednesday urged Turkey to change course and reverse violations of media freedoms and the rule of law. The call comes as Ankara prepares to put major constitutional questions to a popular referendum in April that switches to a presidential system of government. Critics argue it could concentrate too much power into the hands of President Recep Tayyip Erdogan. Two senior-level Trump administration officials will be traveling to Mexico next week for talks about what the Mexican Foreign Ministry called promoting respectful and closer ties. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson and Homeland Security Secretary James Kelly visit comes amid tensions over construction of a border wall to stem the flow of illegal immigrants and illicit drugs into the United States. From here in Washington, I'm Michael Brown reporting.
That's the latest world news from VOA.